He looked up and realized he was standing outside his aunt and uncle's house. The tags had led him home. Something in his body relaxed. The world wasn't fair. He was so scared for his friends and his parents. But now he was certain of one thing. Eleonora and Samira did care. They were showing him that they supported him, that they understood why he'd done what he did. He already regretted doing it. But that peace was inside him, and it had to come out. Sam and Ellie understood that. He opened the front door. He heard footsteps pounding immediately, and as soon as he stepped inside, Samira and Eleonora tackled him, hugging him tightly. Tante Rania rushed into the foyer right behind them. She gave Karim a hug as well. She had her phone in her hand.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, you're okay. I have to call your uncle. He's out looking for you.
Karim, we've been so worried, said Sam. Her pants were covered in magenta and silver. She even had chalk in her hair.
We were looking for you all night.
Ellie's voice cracked. She looked close to tears. Karim closed his eyes and breathed in.
I'm sorry, he said. I'm sorry, Tante Rania, I'm sorry. I just wanted to go home. To Syria, I mean. I wanted to get kicked out of school so that I could go back. I didn't really think it through.
We know, Karim, said Sam. We're just so happy you're okay. Karim wasn't sure what to say. He wanted to apologize over and over again. But he knew apologies wouldn't count for much right now. Not after he put them through a night of hell. Tante Rania was already talking into the phone, turning away from them briefly to tell his uncle that he was home safe.
Karim, said Ellie, we really do want to help. We want to do something for you and for Syria.
A tear ran down Karim's cheek.
I saw.
You saw? Said Sam.
The sidewalk graffiti. It's all over town.
Oh yeah, there's a new spirit squad in town, she said, smiling. They've been shared so many times, too.
Thanks, Samira.
He wiped his eyes and smiled back.
I couldn't believe it.
He paused.
I guess it's the reason I came back. The hashtags led me here. It's like they were telling me it was okay to come home.
He gave Sam and Ellie big hugs.
I don't know what's going to happen at school, though, said Sam. A bunch of people are talking about you getting expelled.
I just hope I don't get arrested.
A car pulled into the driveway.
Baba is home, Sam said, patting Karim's back.
First, you need to get through him.
Moments later, the front door opened.
Alhamdulillah, Ya Rab,
Khalo Ahmad yelled, throwing his arms in the air. He picked Karim up and hugged him, then said into his phone,
He's here! Sheriff Gold, come right over!
Khalo Ahmad hung up and pushed Karim away to get a look at him.
Habibi, are you okay? I was about to call your parents. I didn't even know how I was going to tell them.
Karim's uncle looked worn down and disheveled. His hair was a mess, and his shirt was untucked and unbuttoned at the top. Karim had never seen him like this.
Khalo, please don't tell them,
Karim pleaded.
Please don't, please. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry I did this. I messed up. I shouldn't have graffitied the school. I was just so mad and scared. And please don't tell them, Khalo. I'm so sorry.
Tears trickled down Khalo Ahmad's face as he pulled Karim back into a hug and held him tightly.
I know, Alvi. I know. We'll figure it out.
When Khalo Ahmad finally let go, Karim wiped his face with his sleeve, took his phone from his pocket, and plugged it into the communal living room charger.
Ah, so that is why we couldn't get a hold of you, said Khalo Ahmad. It died last night.
Karim looked at his uncle apologetically.
I'm sorry, Khalo.
As soon as it had charged a moment, Karim's phone lit up and started vibrating frantically.